of the devil. For you do not wrestle against people, flesh and blood, but you are wrestling against what? Principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. People that are with principalities and people that are rulers and people that are in those positions, what do they have the authority to do? What is our Congress? What does lawmakers do? They write laws. That's right. That's what they do. They write laws. Laws that govern the land. And those laws that govern the land are usually written in respect to public opinion or public opposition. Generally, whatever the public is asking for and crying out for is what they're going to write laws around. And laws or principles are things that govern life or things that govern the mind. You see, our battle is here in the mind. And the way our world functions, it doesn't function asking God what he thinks about something. It's just whatever the public wants, the atmosphere, the age wants. And that's what governs this world we live in, but it shouldn't govern us. And that's where our war is being fought here. In the mind, things about marriage, things about children, things about work, all those types of things are going against our mind. When we see how they operate, we understand what God tells us to operate. We have to make a decision. Am I going to walk in the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord, or I'm going to bend to the society that I live in? And that's where the war is being fought. Not with people, but with ideals, mentally, thought processes of how the world looks at people in general, how the world looks at relationships, how the world looks at marriage, how the world looks at children. All those things, how the world governs immorality, whatever it is, either I could either go with the world's way, which has an enemy behind it governing them, that is fighting against the things of God. God has an enemy. His name is Satan. And how he attacks us is through the mind. In our mind. And that's why Paul writes this letter to say, when he says, brethren, be wise in the Lord and the power of his might, so that you know what God says. You know what he teaches. You know what he's declared. You know his wisdom. And it is contrary. It is culturally contrary to the atmosphere, the age we live in. And you have the option to either trust God in it, or you can yield to the culture you live in. And I want to tell you, we're in a mental thought process world that's where the battlefield is at. That's why Paul would say our weapons are not carnal, natural. But we have might to pull down strongholds and vain imaginations that do what? Exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Our might is in his knowledge. Let's look at a couple passages and I'll show you. Go to Daniel chapter 2.